This is Narissa, and you're listening to Overdue Conversations. Today we're going to be playing Would You Rather, but first we wanted to update you with what we're reading right now.
Yeah. So I'm reading Falling Like Leaves by Misty Wilson. It's a YA romance, and I'm like almost halfway. And right now I'm leaning towards like a 2.5 star. It's like okay. And it's kind of cheesy, and it has very like woke things about it, which I'm like, yeah.
Bummer.
Yeah.
Like what?
There's a they, them in there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's not like a big part they like mentioned on like one page.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, really? I don't like when authors try to be too up with the times.
Yeah.
Not a fan of it. And so this one is just, yeah, I don't know. I'm not really loving it, but I'm going to finish it because it's an easy read.
Yeah. I am currently reading In the Likely Event by Rebecca Yarros.
Ooh, let me know if you like it.
I hear, like, it's really good.
Yeah.
So far, I'm not, like, floored or anything.
How far are you?
Like, almost 50%.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So maybe there's something at the end that I'm going to be like, whoa. But there's kind of, like, three timelines going on. Like, they met in 2011, they linked back up in 2014, and then it's current times 2021, and they, like, hate each other. So it's like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. But it's also forced proximity, has that military...
I think all of her romance books do.
Yeah, yeah.
I think all of her books do, because, I mean, Fourth Wing is military-ish.
Fantasy military.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's, like, fine, but I'm not like, wow, this is the best book ever. But that's what I've seen about it. So that's what I was starting in. And I think there's like five books in the series.
Oh, so, it's a series?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But
well, keep me updated.
I will. It's free on Kindle Unlimited, like okay. For audio. So.
Oh, that's nice.
That's been my reading thing. Like, I'm into audios right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my life is so busy. All I can do is audio. So if it's on Kindle Unlimited for audios, that's what I'm reading.
There you go.
Yep. I just finished Pumpkin Spice Cafe by Laurie Gilmore last night. It was way better than a Strawberry Patch Pancake House.
Really?
Yes, way better, but still like 3 stars.
Okay.
Yeah, way better. Oh my gosh. Ugh. But
at least it was better.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to, I think like Christmas Tree Farm or Gingerbread Bakery. One of them, I think Christmas Tree Farm, is getting like a hardcover special edition, and that comes out in a couple weeks.
Okay, wait, sorry, going off a little bit topic, but speaking of hardcover, guess what Jessa Hastings just posted?
Let's see. Is it Magnolia?
Yes, the original covers are coming back to the U.S. in hardback, and I'm getting all of them. I don't care how much I spend.
Dude, you're crazy.
I'm so excited.
Oh, I want these. Wait, where are they selling?
I don't know, like, when they're coming out.
Ugh. Okay, let's see. Magnolia Parks hardcover. I'm definitely buying that.
Yeah.
Okay, I will look into that later.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I saw that and I was like, automatic buy.
That's
crazy.
I
don't care how much it cost me.
Because it already cost you so much to get the original covers and paperback.
Yeah, but for the whole series, like it was like $100.
I thought it was like $113.
Oh, maybe. But that was like what shipping from like... across
UK.
Yeah, across the world. But they're coming to the US in hardback original covers.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, yes.
Do they look good, like the same?
I think they're going to look the same, yeah.
That's crazy.
And I think Emmy has like more like art that's going to be featured in them.
Like fan arts kind of stuff?
Yeah,
like...
but Emmy, so Emmy's like her best friend.
Okay.
And she's the one that designs the covers.
Mm-hmm.
Like all of her covers.
So she's going to do, like, the inside of the
maybe
covers and stuff.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm so excited.
Well, I'm glad I don't have to buy a paperback now.
Yeah.
I'm glad I haven't bought it yet, because I definitely almost have many times.
Well, I gave you the first one.
You did. And that's the other cover, though.
Yeah, it's the shoe.
Ugh.
But I was just giving it to you, because you don't know. I don't know if you were going to like it.
Yeah. I'll probably pick it up soon. I don't know when exactly.
It's so good.
Yeah. I'm running out of, like, romances, so.
I really wouldn't say it's a romance.
Really? The first one? Not at all?
I mean, It's very like, I mean, there's romance elements, but I think it's more of fiction. Just like life.
I'll mix it in there. Well, yeah. Did you want to get started?
Sure. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. So all of these would you rather questions are like book related. And so like some of them feature like different parts of the stories. Some of them are just basic book questions. Okay. So would you rather live in a world where magic is forbidden, but you secretly have it, or in a world where magic is everywhere, but you're powerless?
This one's hard.
I know my answer.
Okay, what's your answer?
I would rather have powers and have to hide it.
Why?
I think it'd be fun to have powers. I don't know. Because I wouldn't want to be the only one left out not having powers.
Because, okay, like, I try to think, like, of a character. Would you rather be Peyton from Powerless? Or, like, who has powers where you're not supposed to? You know?
Well, in Six of Crows, they have powers. Some of them do. And. Like Peyton's like I love Peyton, but I think like I just think it would be more fun to have powers and like have to hide them. It's kind of like secretive than be taken advantage of like by other people who have powers. Like people see her automatically as weak, and I wouldn't want to have to like prove myself.
Yeah. Okay, that was the reason that I was gonna say I think I would rather be powerless in a world of magic because I would love to be Peyton and like have to prove myself and all of that. Like I would be Peyton.
That's funny.
That's my choice. Okay. Would you rather, as an ordinary, compete in the purging trials or hide your ordinary identity in the slums?
This is hard because you can die. But I think competing in the purging trials would be more fun. The slums would be really rough. So I'm gonna say compete in the purging trials.
I gotta go with my Peyton
Yeah.
personality and compete in the purging trials. Even though those are crazy, I still want another book to explain how they came to be. I need further depth, I think.
I can't wait until her next book.
Is she doing a Lauren, like, or I'm sorry, is she doing another Powerless book?
I don't think so. But I just love her books, so. Okay. Would you rather be bonded with a mate you hate or be denied a mating bond with the one you love?
I'm sitting here silently contemplating. Oh my gosh. I would rather be denied a mating bond with the one that I love.
Same.
Okay, but what keeps them from cheating or like what keeps them from not acting on their desires in these books? You know, like
Yeah.
if I can't have that mating bond, I could still be with them, you know?
Yeah.
But then living your life with the person you hate for the rest of your life?
Well, one, I don't think
No.
you would be like, I don't think a mating bond would happen with someone you hate.
Yeah.
But is it like an enemies to lovers
Yeah, I
situation?
know. That's what I was gonna say. Because
Because
that would be
I
great.
know that would be great. That's like one of
Oh
my favorite tropes.
my
So
gosh.
maybe I'll say bonded with someone you hate.
That's crazy. Because I would like being denied, like I would like the secrecy or like the sneaking around and like meeting their eyes across the way, but like you can't be with them. I don't know. Like those feelings, like you feel
The
deeper.
angst.
Yeah. Yarning.
You
Like.
know, I'm gonna say bonded with someone I hate because I think I would learn to love them.
Oh my gosh.
Hopefully.
That is so funny. Okay. Would you rather be trained like a career tribute from birth or go into the games unprepared but with your morals intact?
So basically, Katniss or
Kato.
Kato. Well, duh, Katniss.
That
But then I'd probably die. But that's okay. I'd
is
rather
so
have my
funny.
morals. I think.
Would you rather have like Katniss's archery skills or Peeta's camouflaging charm?
I think Katniss's archery skills, because I would be able to like hurt people if I needed to. Like, what's PETA gonna do? Hide
I know. That's what he
and
did.
starve? I don't
He really depended on her.
know. He did, and it was kind of
Oh, that's so funny. But then, like, he could throw heavy things.
He was really strong.
Yeah.
But what is that gonna get him in the
For real.
games?
That's true.
Katniss carried him. Sorry. But
Yeah.
I
Okay.
still love PETA though. No
Of
hate.
course. Of course. Okay.
Okay, another Hunger Games one. Would you rather fake a romance to gain sponsors or stay true to yourself and risk getting like nothing?
I think I would stay true to myself and risk getting nothing.
Nah, I'd fake a romance.
I don't know if I could fake it. I would be Katniss in that situation of like,
But they did kind of fake it.
yeah, but like she also didn't do it good enough. Like for people who
Yeah.
know her, she didn't do it good enough. But the
Yeah.
Capitol, they were so faked out, you know?
Yeah, I would want the gifts.
Well, for real, like she wouldn't have survived without those sponsor gifts.
I
Like the
know.
ointment
Yeah, but that was
and
from Haymitch, so.
yeah.
But true, she wouldn't have survived without them.
Yeah, she definitely needed them. Okay, would you rather face the Hunger Games once or mentor new tributes every year, knowing most will die?
I think I would rather just face it because I don't know if I could mentally get close to someone and then them die.
Yeah.
Like knowing that they're gonna die,
Yeah.
basically.
So hard. I think I would mentor. I don't want to die.
Well, who says you're gonna die?
Well, if you face the Hunger Games once, you're going to die in it. Because then you become a mentor if you win. You know what I mean?
Oh, I was thinking, I thought this was like, face the Hunger Games once, or like you don't have to face it at all and you're just a mentor.
Oh. I was thinking, like, if you face the Hunger Games once, that means you died in the Hunger Games.
Oh.
That change your answer?
Yeah, I'd mentor.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, all the mentors, they do go kind of crazy in some way. So, like, it's kind of inevitable. It's hard watching those people die year after year. But, like, at that point, I would probably, like, do something by myself to overthrow the Capitol or, like, overthrow a pandemic. Yeah, I wouldn't wait as long as they did to
They did wait
overthrow.
too long. Oh my gosh. This one doesn't really make sense, but it's basically the one true loves. Would you rather choose your husband who went missing?
For 3.5 years.
Yeah, or choose your now fiance that makes you see life in a new way.
And you're like a totally different person because you've mourned your husband.
Yep.
You've moved on, you've let go.
You can tell Nerys is very passionate about this
I
question and this
love
book.
this book. Okay, so would you choose your husband or
Yeah,
would
I
you choose
would. Till death do us part,
Yeah.
sickness and in health. If he came back, I'd be like, yes, I don't care if we're different. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I agree. But I can't imagine being in that position. That would
No, yeah, I
suck.
can't either.
That would suck. Can you imagine being the fiance though? Like, ugh, I lost my fiance to her husband.
I know.
Oh, but I love that book. And I knew you would be bothered by that question, so I put it in there.
Yeah. For y'all who don't know, I hated that book.
Yeah, I think we all know. Anyone who actually listens to this podcast knows that.
I'm not a fan of Taylor Jenkins Reid, so.
Yeah. Okay, would you rather read The Women for the first time or Powerless again?
Powerless.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, I don't
There's more
know.
books.
Yeah, that's
And
true.
yeah, The Women was good, but
I don't know. Like, Powerless really was good. I haven't read another book like Powerless with like the yearning and all that. But I mean, The Women is my favorite. I would love to have that experience again. I read it on January 6th. So it's been like 9 months since I read a book so good that's hit me so good. So I mean, maybe I would choose The Women, but that's really hard. Like, if it's like an amnesia situation of like I totally forgot that I ever read it,
Oh,
you
throwing a
know?
glass.
That's so
No, I'm
funny.
kidding. Yeah, they were, I mean, those are both really good books. They're just so different because one's standalone and then one's a whole series. Completely different genres.
And I feel like both books, there's never been a book like them, you
Yeah.
know?
Okay. Would you rather end up with Conrad, your first love, or Jeremiah, who's a sweet, steady, but maybe not like your soulmate?
I think Conrad, because
Same.
Jeremiah in the show and the book was so emotionally immature. Like,
Facts.
just ridiculous.
I love Connie Baby.
Okay, I do think he wasn't like perfect.
No, but no one is.
I don't think like I'd be like, "Oh, Conrad," like in real life.
Yeah, I love Conrad.
Would you rather be Belly, caught between two brothers, or be one of the brothers in love with your best friend's little sister?
This has me thinking of the kissing booth.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I'm a girl, so I feel like maybe Belly. Because then I would have options.
I feel like morally, it would hurt me and like be so difficult to deal with being in love with two people. So I'd rather be in love with my best friend's little sister.
You were a dude.
Yeah, if I was a dude.
Yeah. That's fair. Hey, would you? I know your answer for this. Would you rather have every book you read come in a gorgeous hardback with sprayed edges or a paperback that's super easy to carry anywhere?
Gorgeous hardback with sprayed edges.
Okay, honestly, I'm gonna agree
I know.
because the sprayed edges would get me and they're beautiful.
I know.
Even though I prefer a paperback, yeah, I think I would prefer though if I had the money for it. Hardcover, sprayed edges, like limited edition.
Yeah, me too.
Yes,
Yeah,
yeah.
literally. I want every special edition of all books. I don't want their regular off the shelf. I want the special, yeah, like
You're
pre-order.
expensive.
I am. Okay, but honestly, I'm not. You know that.
Yeah, I know.
You're expensive. You're a Barnes and Noble girl. I buy like Target like $10 books.
I go on Amazon for a lot. I know that's like controversial,
Yeah, I don't care.
but a lot of my books do come from Amazon.
But you shop at Barnes and Noble, girl. They charge like overpriced.
Yeah, they do. That's because I don't go to Target like ever.
I would for books.
I'm gonna start because I saw the Academy there, so much cheaper than Barnes and Noble.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
So, but I get points at Barnes and Noble.
For what, like $5 off your next book?
Yeah, your next purchase, but I already have $5 off, so I'm working my way up to get $10
Oh
off.
my
I
goodness.
think I only need like 6 more points.
That's crazy.
I know, but I don't go very often.
How many points gets you like dollars
10
off?
points. After you get 10 points, you get $5 off.
Okay, so 10 points is like $100.
Yeah.
Oh my. That girl.
You literally bought an audio, you bought 4 audiobooks to get one free.
I paid $40 to get $10 off. That's
Okay.
I paid for four books to get one free.
Okay.
No,
Still.
I got a whole book free. You
Hey,
got a $5 coupon.
you buy books you haven't even read and you probably won't read till like 2 years from now.
Yeah, and but I paid $5 for it.
You paid $5 for the Fourth Wing series?
I
And Throne of
probably paid like
Glass?
$10.
Throne of Glass?
$10 each. Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
$80.
Yeah. It's a box set.
Yeah, but Target, they always have like buy one get one
Yeah.
sales.
I need to
And
start
so,
going.
yeah, so I just do the online thing, but I haven't done that since the beginning of the year because they haven't had a sale since. So I only buy like one or two books every now and then,
Yeah.
and usually it's like for a book club book, like
Yeah. I haven't bought, well, I bought like 2 books 2 weeks ago, but Tanner was like, yeah.
Yeah, that's been my purchases recently. It's like Zeke is like, "Hey, go get a book." I'm
Yeah.
like, "Twist my arm,
Yeah.
sure."
Duh.
Like, why
On my
wouldn't I?
way.
Yeah.
But I don't plan on buying books like this month, actually. I'm trying to really read what I have and read what's on Kindle Unlimited that I want to read. and then get them later.
Yeah, I haven't had any reason to like buy a book recently.
Yeah.
We do the coffee thing where like if he buys this many coffees, then I get a book. But I've been like getting a coffee with him,
Yeah.
so it's like canceling out. But yeah, he recently like got donuts and coffee in one day, and so I was like, I'm getting a book. I was like, that was $15. I'm getting a book.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. Would you rather be the main character in an epic fantasy or the mysterious side character everyone secretly loves?
The main character.
Oh,
Duh.
that is so funny. That speaks so much to your personality.
Would you say that's like spot on or
Yeah,
no?
yeah.
Oh, okay. Is
No,
that
you are you.
a
I'm your friend. I love you.
Heart. Oh.
I would rather be the mysterious side character everyone secretly loves. I don't know. I feel like they just make up the story.
Yeah, I will say sometimes the side characters are like my favorite characters
Yeah.
in some books.
Yeah. Like, I can think of Sunrise on the Reaping, Will, and like, I think Luella talked about how Will snoring sounds like a chainsaw. And I was like, that was the funniest moment of the book.
Well, I can't wait for you to read Fourth Wing.
Yeah.
Because some of the side characters, I'm like, I literally love them so much. And even Throne of Glass. Oh my gosh. Obsessed.
I'm nervous. I'm
So.
scared.
Okay. Would you rather read only standalones for the rest of your life or only book series, but you'll never know when they'll end?
I would rather read standalones.
Series. Series, you get more like depth and you get more development of the characters. And I just love series, but they're kind of daunting at the moment.
Exactly. They're daunting and overwhelming and a huge commitment. That's why I haven't started Throne of Glass, and that's why I haven't started Fourth Wing, because they're
But
not done.
I know, but Throne of Glasses.
Well, Fourth Wing's not done.
Yeah. But Throne of Glass, like, I don't know. I'm just very partial to my series.
I mean, like, I don't know. Really liked Powerless, but I'm not sold out. ACOTAR haven't even finished, and like that speaks to like I don't want to finish it yet. So I'm not that into it. And then I don't think I read other series. Is that all the series I've read? ACOTAR and Powerless?
Like more than, yeah. Because I really wouldn't say, like Divine Rivals counts because it's only two books.
Yeah, duology.
Well, you read Red Rising or
Oh,
listened to it, but
yeah, but I hated
yeah, same.
it. Yeah,
Okay.
see, like, I'm not a series person.
Because you haven't read good series.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
You know what? If Rose and Chains, if the whole series is out, I'd already read it by now.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I think you just need to start Fourth Wing. I know it's daunting, or even Throne of Glass, but I think once you're immersed in it, you're gonna be obsessed and you're not gonna wanna stop.
Then I'm gonna be sad when it's over.
Yeah, but it's okay. Book hangovers are good for you.
Would you rather visit your favorite fictional world for a day or bring one character in the world into the real world forever?
I would rather visit a fictional world for a day.
Which one?
Can I pick two?
Sure.
I'm gonna say Fourth Wing because the dragons.
Mm.
And I would want to be like a writer.
Mm.
And then, don't make fun of me. This is like basically like real life though, but like the Magnolia Parks world, I would want to like live like they live for a
Yeah,
day.
I knew you'd say that. That speaks to your personality again. That is so funny.
Because I'm not bougie, but I'm not. I just think it'd be fun because they're so like they like only wear designer and like they eat out for every meal. I
Yeah,
don't know.
totally different lifestyle.
Yeah. What about you?
I would visit my favorite fictional world, but I don't know which one that is. Or like a fictional world. It doesn't have to be my favorite, because I don't think I have a
Emily Henry?
favorite. Emily Henry?
Book lovers? You love that one.
Hmm.
Go to that little town.
Yeah. What other ones does she have? They travel the world.
People we
People
meet
meet
on
on vacation.
vacation.
Funny Story, Librarian.
Happy Place.
Oh, Happy
Maybe.
Place, yeah, maybe. I like the idea of having like a place you always go to with like the same people. That sounds nice.
Yeah. The Spring Court? Or the Night Court? Valaris?
Spring Court was Tamlin, right?
Yeah. But what if he
Honestly,
wasn't
yeah.
there?
Honestly, yeah, if Tamlin was not. Okay, honestly, I'm not a big Tamlin hater. I don't really blame him for being as protective as he was. I do think like he messed up sometimes, like when he bit her neck. Like what the heck?
Yeah.
But and like yeah, he needs some anger management, but I get why he was so protective of her. I just don't hate him. Like I understand him, you know?
He kind of had
But
a redemption arc in
true.
Court of Wings and Ruin, like a little bit.
Yes, he did. Yeah, exactly. There's I don't
So,
hate him.
yeah.
But I would love to live in the Spring Court. Like when I was reading ACOTAR, I knew that ACOTAR wasn't gonna end with him and her. So I was like, what's gonna happen? Like how do they break up? But I was thinking the whole time, like, I love the Spring Court. But I mean like Night Court, like really cozy and romantic and intimate, but also like
The picture is kind of like edgy.
yeah. Yeah, I don't think it'd be like me all the time. It'd be like
Yeah.
somewhere I'd visit.
I think you're definitely the Spring Court, and I feel like I'm more the Night Court
Like Rita's?
vibes.
Well, I like the idea of Rita's and like that's where they go and they dance and they
Yeah.
drink. I like that. But like that's like my escape from Spring Court. Not my like
Yeah.
all the time.
Yeah. Would you rather live a peaceful life in a cozy book town? Or an exciting but dangerous life in a dystopian future.
Okay, when I originally read this question, I was gonna say dystopian future, but now I'm like, oh wait, book lovers? Since you said that, I'm like, wait, I would love to live there. But I do think I'm gonna say dangerous, exciting life and dystopian future
Same.
because when I first read Divergent, I was like, oh yeah, I would live in this world.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to be a Divergent in the midst of all those different, I don't know, what do they call them? The word just left my brain. Factions. Yeah, I would love to be divergent. I'd love to be different and like kind of overthrow the government and all that.
Yeah.
I would be, what is her name?
Triss?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I would live in an exciting, dangerous, like dystopian future. I feel like maybe I wouldn't be the one to like overthrow the government.
Yeah. I was just thinking
But I'd be
that.
along for the ride.
Yeah. Like you'd be
But
supporting.
I would be like your sidekick.
Yeah, you'd be like, you go,
I'm
girl.
like, yeah, I'm gonna hype you up, but
Yeah.
I'm gonna like stay back.
Yeah. You'll be like on the computers being like, turn left. Or like,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. I'll be
Oh my
behind the
gosh.
scenes.
That is so funny.
I feel like that like speaks to like our
It
characters and
definitely does. It's so funny.
it's
Okay.
like, well, what we said, I'd rather be the main character, but I don't want to be someone who like overthrows the government.
Yeah. And I was like, I'll be a side character, but I also want to overthrow
Yeah.
the government.
I don't like confrontation.
I know, me neither, though. Okay. Would you rather be a villain in a romanticy or the hero?
Oh, the hero.
Really? Oh, gosh.
Duh. Would you rather be the villain?
Yeah, I would like to be the enemy that becomes a lover.
Oh,
Okay,
okay. Well, maybe I'm the hero that falls in love with the enemy.
okay. Honestly, I don't know. I'd like to be both. Can I have two tries?
You'll be morally gray.
Honestly, probably.
That's funny. Would you rather get to read a book again for the first time or read an unpublished sequel to your favorite series?
As long as the sequel is complete, like it's not like a rough draft, I think I would read the unpublished sequel.
Yeah, same.
That's really hard though.
Same, and I would pick the next Daisy book.
Oh my goodness.
I'm like, there's something that went on in Into the Dark, and I'm like, literally, what's going on with Daisy and Christian and Julie? And I'm like, what's going on? I can't wait to read it.
Like you're like, you
Come
need to check
on,
in.
Jessa.
Like,
Write it. Finish it.
I think if the sequel, hopefully, because you know, I hated Caraval. So hopefully I do love Fourth Wing because I don't want to be disappointed again.
It's totally different. Caraval, it gets hated on because Once Upon a Broken Heart is so much better. Mm. But Caraval, the first book is the worst out of the trilogy, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
I do think I would like it if it was written better or differently. Like, it totally seems my style.
Fourth Wing is so good.
I just don't think it hit right. So, the unpublished sequel, I would say the Fourth Wing series. But hopefully I like that one. Also, did you see the new Sprayed Edges edition? Iron Flame and Fourth Wing have Sprayed Edges now.
Oh, wow.
She just released them a couple days ago.
Wow. I might have to go buy them.
Honestly, I might go to Target after this. Would you rather have a guaranteed happily ever after in every book or unpredictable endings that break your heart but you never forget them?
I'm going to say unpredictable endings.
Me too.
I think that would be more fun.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Because you know me, I like to like analyze everything mm-hmm. and like be like, what's going to happen? What mm-hmm. twists are going to happen? But like, Emily Henry, like, they're good books, but you know that they're going to end up together. You know it's romance and love.
And I think, like, a lot of standalones, you do get those, like, pretty bows. Yeah. But series, you don't, because they, like, leave off on a cliffhanger.
Yeah, true.
Or something epic happens, and you're like, oh, the next book.
Yeah.
And I like series a little bit more, so.
Yeah, unpredictable endings for sure.
Would you rather have to fake being an elite for a year or fake a mating bond with someone you secretly despise?
Hmm. I would rather fake being an elite because I don't know what my life would look like faking a mating bond.
Yeah. Like, I agree.
Like, would you fall in love with them eventually? Or, like, is that the rest of your life?
I would only pick that if I was going to fall in love with them.
Yeah.
If I knew that.
I know. So, I have to be an elite.
Yeah, same.
Fake being an elite. But that's, like, Peyton. And that's what I've been saying. I'd be Peyton. Would you rather train as a wizard at Hogwarts or be a writer in the writer's quadrant at Basgaiath? Is that how you say it?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to pick being a writer in the writer's quadrant.
Mm.
It's so, like, to fly on a dragon, to, like, sit on a dragon while they fly.
Mm-hmm.
So cool.
Okay, I have to think about it because I haven't read Fourth Wing. So it's either being a dragon rider or, like, playing Quidditch and unicorn blood and...
Yeah.
Three-headed dragon slaying. So it's like, what would I rather? Would I rather How to Train Your Dragon? Or would I rather Harry Potter?
That's funny.
I really like Quidditch because I was a goalkeeper, you know?
Yeah.
And they have goalkeepers. And so I always imagine myself as them. Like being Quidditch and like, I don't know, mm-hmm. saving the game, whatever. That sounds so fun. So, but... I think Dragon Rider. I don't know, but it's just really hard.
Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, last one.
Our last one.
Would you rather be friends with Cassian and Azriel or Lenny and Kai?
I don't think I could be friends with Cassian and Azriel.
Why?
I don't think I could be just friends.
Oh, fair. Fair. That was good.
Okay, but who would you choose? Oh man.
Azriel.
I don't think I know Azriel as much because I haven't read Frost and Starlight and Silver Flames.
You don't really learn about him anyway Azriel.
I think maybe a little bit.
A little bit, but it's mainly Cassian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But reading A Court of Silver Flames, I'm like, I don't know if I could keep up with Cassian.
That's true. Like what I already know about Silver Flames is like, oh, messy. Yeah. I'm not like that at all.
Yeah.
But maybe in that kind of relationship I could be. I don't know. But right now I am not like that. So yeah, maybe Azriel. I liked, like, he was kind of quiet, side character. But he's also very handsome.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he's observant. Mm-hmm. And, like, he feels deeply, but he doesn't express.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked how he kind of yearned for more, even though we don't really love more. But mm-hmm. I like how he yearned for her. And, like, he was so protective over her, even though she never chose him.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
But also, like, Kai.
I know. That's what I was going to say is, but I couldn't just be friends with Kai.
Yeah, no.
I would be Kai's
Peyton. I would be his girlfriend.
Yeah.
I would be his wife.
Yeah, he'd be wiped up. But I could be friends with Lenny.
Yeah, same. I could be friends with Lenny.
So, I guess my answer of, like, who would I rather be friends with, I have to choose Lenny and Kai because I wouldn't be friends with the other one. I wouldn't be just friends.
Yeah.
But I also wouldn't be just friends with Kai.
I think I'm going to pick Cassian and Azriel just because I think they would be more fun.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Maybe a lot more fun.
Yeah, Lenny and Kai are more like, at least Kai is like moody, like life's hard, you
Yeah.
know? Cassie and Azriel know how to have a fun time.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Okay, I'd be friends with Cassie and Azriel. I would go to redos with them all the day, every day. I am more. I would be more.
That's funny.
Oh my goodness.
That was
Yeah. But I must have like torn. Like all of my answers, I
fun.
wasn't like 100% confident.
Well, I think once you read more books, we should do this again
Yeah.
because we can do more like Fourth Wing, Throne of Glass,
Yeah.
Once Upon a Broken Heart. We can talk about maybe we can like rank the book boyfriends.
Oh yeah.
But you have to read them.
I know. Oh my gosh. Let's see. I think I'm like 15 books ahead of my like reading
Oh,
goal
I'm like two behind. I need to.
still.
Yeah.
Okay,
It's rough out here.
it says I'm 19 books ahead of schedule. So I could read 109 books by the end of the year.
Wow.
So that means I have like 23 books left in the year, if not more. And I'm like, how many of those could be Fourth Wing, or how many of those could be Caraval and Once Upon a Broken Heart?
I'm three books behind schedule.
Oh, it's okay. You'll be
I'll make
okay.
it. I'll make it.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll have like breaks for work and stuff over Christmas, won't you?
Yeah, and like football games. Like I get to read a lot on those
Driving, yeah.
weekends driving, and so I'm gonna try to finish my book that I'm falling like leaves today. I have probably like 200 pages. So we'll
Dang.
see.
That's rough.
Because I'm also hanging out with my mom.
Nice.
But yeah.
Cool. Okay, well, thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys next week. I don't know what episode's coming out at this point, but
Yep, nope.
thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.